Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be back with you again. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I am happy to be here. I really enjoy doing these broadcasts because I get to talk to individuals who are doing things that I'm not aware of and where I can learn a lot. And I think this is another example of exactly what I'm speaking. First off, let me ask you a question. Are any of you suffering from some kind of a disease or an illness or some kind of medical problem that you can't figure out what it is? You've been looking for help, but nothing you have tried seems to work, or no one you have consulted with seems to have the answer. We may have the answer for you here right now on this broadcast. It's very possible. Our guest is a lady named Eva Maria Mora. Eva Maria Mora. Now, remember that name, because you're going to want to know more about her. She is, simply put, a medical intuitive with an MBA who left the corporate world in Europe to fulfill her life's mission here in the U.S., and she is doing it, and it is a pretty amazing story she has to tell. She was your typical successful business executive when her life took a rather astonishing U-turn. Doctors delivered a shocking diagnosis to her 6 months after the birth of her son. They told her she only had a few weeks left to live. Well, obviously that shook her to her very core. She began praying for guidance and support, as most all of us would. She experienced a spiritual reawakening as she was visited by an angel. And she began communicating with angels regularly and gained a whole new perspective on why people get sick, how they can heal themselves, and how they can find their life's true purpose. And that experience propelled her into a whole new career as a world-renowned clairvoyant, medical intuitive, and spiritual teacher. I mean, a remarkable story, folks. As she puts it, how can you not help other people if you know you have a gift you can share, especially if a gift that will help people free them from pain or anything they struggle with in this earthly realm? Miracles like this happen all the time, she says. It is so inspiring and fulfilling for her, so how could she not do it and try to help other people? Well, as a result, she is the developer of what is known as quantum angel healing. Quantum angel healing can restore health and balance to your life and accelerate life transformation through connecting and communicating with angels. Seriously. The soul is our most powerful source of energy, she says, and communicating with our angels can help us identify blockages and begin the healing process. She helps people to manifest and create their own future. She says we can manifest all our heart's desires, including good health. Now, according to Eva Maria, we are all capable through prayer, through intention and awareness, of raising our frequency high enough to hear the angels and to perceive their energy signals and also to understand them. She says the future is raising the frequency in the physical body. She's learned how to do it, so the work we're doing is pretty cutting edge. And by raising the frequency, your own frequency, to find new solutions in healing, miracles are really no longer mysteries. She frankly admits she hopes you, the audience, is open-minded enough to listen to her story and her unusual world of energy. She is an energy healer. All she can do is open the door, folks, and invite you to understand something really exciting is going on. That's a little bit of her story. She has a really fascinating website where there is all kinds of information. She has written books. She's just amazing. So I want to bring her on now. She is our guest. She is based now here in the U.S. She came here from Europe and got into this. She's based in Scottsdale, Arizona, where it is morning now, rather fairly early in the morning. So let's say good morning to our guest, Eva Maria Mora. Eva Maria, welcome. How are you today?
Hello, Doug. Thank you very much for this beautiful introduction. I'm well, happy, living in sunshine, and I'm saying hello to my audience around the world, also the ones in Europe. It's evening there. And I'm happy to be on the show.
Well, we are very excited to have you on, because, you know, I know you're doing some things that are helping people. I asked you before, but we went on the air, we chatted for a couple of minutes, and I asked you, I said, do you have a couple of success stories you could pass along to me about how you've helped some people who've come to you? And as you put it, well, I have thousands of them. Well, that's great. That's a great sign. And I said, well, look, save one or two for us, and we'll go into that. Tell me a little bit about what it is you do. First off, I have to go back to the point where you must have been shocked when the doctors told you you just had a matter of weeks to live. How did you respond to that?
I thought there was a mistake. They did my blood work, and when the doctor said, you have a few weeks to live, I said, no, they probably got the wrong blood sample. That can't be. And he looked at me and said, no, lady, it's true. And normally people with this kind of results don't walk through the door. They're in a coma just because, you know, I was so strong as a mother wanting to care for my baby. I had more strength to deal with the whole situation. Yes, I felt tired, and yes, I wasn't doing good, but it was shocking to me. I really thought he made a mistake.
I also wanted to ask you about having a near-death experience. That's not the same thing as what we were talking here, was it?
No, that wasn't. A near-death experience is different for every person. I know several or many people had near-death experiences. It's one near-death experience is not the same like somebody else's, just like birth. Every birth is different. So I had two in my life, one when I was 17. I was in an accident on my little moped, hit by a truck, ended up in the hospital. And at this time, I didn't know what happened to me. I saw green, like going into a green field, a green cloud, and then I thought I was dreaming and coming to a gate. And then going through the gate, I saw light beings. I saw angels. They were talking to me. It was a beautiful, beautiful world. I thought at that time that was the most beautiful dream that I could ever have, and I got the information that I couldn't understand at the time that they said, this is a new time, and you will go back to Earth, and you will tell the people about this new time and about the possibilities and about angels. And I woke up in a hospital bed with three other ladies in the room who just had operations. They had a blood clot in their brain, and my operation was already scheduled. And then the doctors did another research thing there, CT or something, and they said, now you don't have it anymore. Something happened. You don't need the operation. So today I understand it was a near-death experience. I met the beautiful beings on the other side in the other dimensions. A miracle happened. I didn't have to have the operation, but I understood that years later. I was 17 at the time, so that was the first near-death experience. And there's
I know there's another one. I want you to tell me about in a minute, but how did that change you at that? You were 17 years old. I mean, that much of the, it must have rocked your life to happen at that age. Did it?
No, it really didn't, because I didn't understand it at that time. I understood it later, like when I had my second one and I really opened up and could see angels more and talk to them on a regular basis. And then I could understand what happened to me at that age. At 17, I didn't get it. I was happy that I was, released from the hospital without getting operated on. So sometimes
I was going to say, I understand you were 32 when the next incident happened. Tell me about that. What happened then?
That's when I was getting the news from the doctors that I was only living, or they said that you're only going to live another month. And I was just in a different situation. I was going in and out of my body. It was just my soul went out, came back in. I was between worlds, so to say. And I started praying. I said, I don't want to die now. And I prayed, and then I saw the angels in my bedroom talking to me and ensuring that, no, it's not a mistake. You're not going to die. We show you how you can get well. And they did, and I learned a whole lot from them. And luckily, I'm still alive and doing fine, and I can show other people how to help themselves.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you learned and how you now, as a result of this, you decided you wanted to help other people. Isn't that basically it? You decided you wanted to be helpful to those who had serious, you know, illnesses and problems such as you had. Why did you want to do that?
Because that was my life's calling. I didn't know that before. I was in top management doing all kinds of things. But when I understood and learned that this is, so to say, my life's calling, my mission, and that I could do that and share that, I grew into that, and I had a little practice. More and more people came. More and more healings happened. Then when I came to the United States, I started in a little bookstore doing little healings and readings, and more and more people came. It's just like people were sharing this. They were excited. They got well, and they were happy, and then Random House came, said, "We heard about your work, and we want to do a book with you," and it just opened up more and more and more. Now I've written all those books. I taught people around the world, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people. I don't know. It just is my life's work, and I'm happy that I can share that. And it's duplicatable. It's not that I'm so special. It is I learned something, but I can share it, and people duplicate it. And quantum angel healers around the world in their own practice help people every day, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I totally understand that. I pointed out you have a great website with a lot of information on it, and it's very simple, folks. If you want more information and learn how to really get in touch with Eva Maria Mora, her website is quantumangel.com. It's that simple, quantumangel.com. Tell me a little bit about, I'm intrigued when you decided to leave the corporate world to do this. And as you say, you had an MBA. You were doing well in the corporate arena. Did people think you were kind of off your rocker to leave the corporate world?
Absolutely, Doug. They were, especially my parents. They said, "What did we pay for your MBA?" I actually had another master's degree, so I was top executive. And people said, "What are you doing?" And but it's so much more fulfilling and meaningful. You know, if a mom comes to you with her 8-year-old child who has seizures and can't function at all, it has pain, and then you do the energy therapy, you communicate with the angels, and you can identify why that happens, the true cause of it. It will be transformed through energy because, matter of fact, people think we're living in a physical world, but it's all energy and frequencies. So if you can do this, and then the child as well can play again, and the mother is happy, and the family is happy, why would you do anything else than that? Because it's such a blessing, the most fulfilling work that I can imagine. People are happy and smiling and doing better.
Well, I give you so much credit for doing this because, as you pointed out, when you left Europe, you had been working as a consultant with a high six-figure income. You came to the U.S.
Right.
with two suitcases and met your now-to-be husband. And obviously it took a lot of courage to do that. But let's get into how you help people and what brings people to. First off, how do people hear about you? Did they you started in that little bookstore? Is that where they started hearing your stories and seeing what you could do for them?
Yeah, I had a practice in Germany before, but when I came here, like I said, with two suitcases as an immigrant, like everybody else with the American dream, mm-hmm. I had nothing. I had nothing. I didn't know anybody. We were really living in poverty for years, and I was just tested by the spirit world. How sincere am I? Do I really want to do it? And I had to go through my own healing, my own process, and grow into this, what I'm doing now. It took a lot. And then it was more word of mouth. I didn't have a website in the beginning. I didn't have a book. And then, of course, with the books also in other languages, it just grew from there. It's through the success of one person and the healing of one person, the next person can get healing and help. And in life crises, not only illnesses, but also relationship problems, financial problems, it's the world of energy. There's a reason, there's a code to begin with, an information. It's a code to see what is the information, what is the code in this person's system that is the reason for unfulfilled relationships, for financial problems, for not being able to keep a job. Whatever it is, there is a reason for that, an energetic cause. And once you identify and transform that through the help of the angels with your own soul, then it's a different story. That's what it is.
Well, you know, you're remarkable. You've written a number of books. I want to talk to you about them. You have Quantum Angel Healing, of course. That's the main book. But you have written together with your husband. You've written a book called Quantum Angel Love, which is a new approach to relationships. You've written Quantum mm-hmm. Angel Children. That's an educational tool for parents, teachers, and educators to help children who have ADHD and autism. Mm-hmm. And another book called Activating Your Divine Power. You are and Cosmic Recoding. That's another one. I mean, you are just spitting these books out right and left. I mean, that's great. I think that's fabulous. Tell me a little bit about what I know. You're an energy healer, and the angels are a part of it. Explain a little bit about how you work. When someone comes to you, well, why don't I'm not going to explain. You tell me, what are some of the things people are suffering from when they come to you? And then how do you actually go about helping them? How does it start?
I used to work with clients from all over the world and basically mm-hmm. work with them over the phone. I don't have to be in the same room. I am a clairvoyant, so I can, like when I'm talking to you, if you would be the client, I would ask you what the reason is for calling, what do you need help with, and then I could look in the energy body and identify why, you know, a client isn't able to digest the food right, or why a client isn't able to have a happy relationship. Whatever it is, it's everything. Whatever people have illnesses or problems with or situations with or can't focus or have fears, anxieties, frustrations, addictions, and all people have that. In every family, in every person's life, there comes a time where you're stuck in a situation. It's just like school. Your life on Earth is being in school, and you have tests, and you have a math exam or a physics exam, or have to write an essay. We have initiations that we go through, and then there's people that can help you go through that easier and give you the tools, so when the next thing is coming around the corner, you know how to deal with it. And that's right now my work is I'm primarily an educator, teacher, and train people, because the demand is so high. My day only has 24 hours. So by training a lot of people, which I do, then I can share this knowledge and help them to find their own gifts, and then they can help others. So it's like a lot of people are out there right now that are able to help other people. So I'm basically author and teacher.
I wanted to point out, I'm so glad you could take the time to talk to us, because I know you have a very busy teaching schedule and obviously a writing schedule, but you do private consultations, you do healing treatments, and your counseling practice. You have clients all over the United States and I understand in some 30 countries worldwide, and they're booked out months in advance, so your schedule is really pretty hectic. But for the people who are listening to this broadcast who are not familiar with you or how you actually help people, could you give me an example of what a session with you would be like when someone comes to you, and whether it's on the phone or in person, whichever? What happens? What takes place?
We are starting with the question, like, what is going on? And then I say a prayer, calling my spirit guides, my angels, and with their permission, I look into the energy bodies. I communicate with the angels. We identify the cause, may it be in your childhood, may it be recent, whatever it is. We identify the cause. I explain the cause. We transform the energy, and people can feel it. So they can feel it while they're in session with me through warmth, maybe, or they feel it physically in their body. They feel a relief. Some people say it's like I dropped 50 pounds, and some people, they cannot lose weight because of all the trauma in the emotional body. They feel it physically afterwards. The energy body, maybe you can visualize as a river. When the river is pure and clean, everything is in flow. Your finances, your health, your relationship, everything is in flow. It's a clear river. But if your energy field, like a river, is polluted, your parents threw something in, your teachers threw something in, your first fiancé threw something in, then he broke your heart, and you have now the Love Hurts program, what I call it, then there is stuff in there, in that energy field, in that river, and we can take that out energetically by transformation, and then you're back in the flow. You feel fresh, clean, rejuvenated, and then your own body is doing the healing. I just want to emphasize, I cannot heal anybody. A person can only heal itself, but I can facilitate raising the frequency, transforming some pollutions, be it emotions, be it thoughts, be it whatever, and then the body can start the healing process itself.
You know, you have written that what you do, you help people raise the frequency, their frequency, high enough to hear the angels. I really don't understand what you mean when you say raising your frequency high enough. What can you help me understand what that is? What do you mean by that?
Let's, for an example, let's say you go for a jog, and when you're jogging, you're raising your frequency too. Your body is releasing endorphins, chemicals, and you have a different frequency. It's just like when you take something, put it in the microwave, you're changing the frequency. And you can do this by hands-on healing, by breathing exercises, by getting in touch with another frequency. So this is physics now. I hope I don't bore anybody. If there's two fields of energy, one field of energy is low. A client that is not doing good, that is depressed, whatever, is a low energy field. And if another energy field, like somebody like me, together with the angels, is another energy field. When those fields come together, it's physics. They will adapt. So the lower frequency fields, that person will feel this physically and raise the frequency to another level. And that happens. It's just like being in the rain in New York or being in the sunshine in Scottsdale. It's like it's a different energy, and your own field has a different frequency, and it's easier when there's light, when there is happiness, that you're a healthy person. So that's the best I can explain that with the energy fields to make it very, very simple.
Well, that's good. I mean, that helps. Obviously, there is a lot to this. You mentioned that you did have some success stories. I'll get it out. Success stories that you could pass along. Give me an example of one or two of the clients who've come to you that you've been able to help. I don't need names, just examples. Could you do that?
Yes. One lady, she is in England, actually in Oxford, where she is teaching. She's a professor at Oxford. And she had anxiety issues. She had panic attacks, and she couldn't tell anybody about it. She's a very smart person, a doctor, and I'm not saying her name. And then she came to me in a session, and she applied what I call cosmic recoding. She worked with her own soul. I showed her the three steps of cosmic recoding, how to do that. And she before, with her panic attacks, couldn't go in an elevator. She was feeling claustrophobic. She could not go in an elevator, even when she was on vacation with her two little kids, all the luggage she had. She rather walked 19 stories high through the staircase instead of taking the elevator. That's how bad her fear was, her panic attacks was. Now, after the session, after the treatment, after she applied the three steps of cosmic recoding, meaning decoding the information that was stuck, that fear, the code of fear was stuck in her system, then she did the reset and downloaded new information. Now she has no longer panic attacks. She can go in any elevator. She is fine. She can take her kids, her husband, the luggage. She's good. So this is a clear before and after. All my sessions, all my teachings, all my students, all my coaches that I train have the same results. This is something that works all the time because it's based on quantum physics. It's not philosophy. It's not a religion. It's nothing. It's based on energy medicine.
Well, that's amazing. But one other question is, do you help people basically in one session? Does it work after they're consulting with you just one time, or do they have to come back and work with you continually for a period of times?
That's a very good question, and it is likely that one issue that they have can be resolved in one session. But usually people wait a long time, and then they have more than one issue. They not only have bad health, they have bad finances, they have a bad relationship, they have issues with their house that they can't sell, whatever. So I can help in multiple sessions with different topics. And some topics, they are really deep. It's not that, you know, you snip with a finger and then it's gone. There are some severe issues, programmings that are so deep with severe illnesses that will take a little longer, yes. So that all depends on the condition. It's like if you have a fixer-upper, how bad is the situation? Is there just a window to replace, or do you have to work on this for a longer time because there are so many issues?
Okay, that's good. Now, let me ask you about your books, because you have a number of them out there. But first off, the main book, Quantum Angel Healing, can people learn how to do this themselves by reading the books? Or what does the book
absolutely
explain?
And this is what
they
I
can.
Would highly recommend. Yes, they can go on, for example, Amazon, type in my name, Eva Maria Mora, see all the books. Not all the books are out in English, but Quantum Angel Healing is. They can read it, and they can learn it, and they can apply it themselves. I have one client who read the book, did an energy session on her friend, and she could immediately see what's going on by putting her hands on the head of her friend, and she saw a dark spot in there. And then they found out that her friend had a brain tumor, so she saved her friend's life by reading the book and by applying it herself. So please, everybody, read the book first before you want to do anything else, before you want to sign up for a class or whatever you want to do. And please read the book first and practice yourself, and then you can take it from there.
Well, I think that's great advice. Again, the book is Quantum Angel Healing. It's available, obviously, at Amazon. Wherever fine books are sold, you'll find it there.
Yes.
And you can also get it direct if you go to Eva Maria Mora's website. Her website, by the way, again, it's a great website. Go there. Check it out. And it's simple to find, quantumangel.com. quantumangel.com. You can remember that. And you will be amazed. Eva Maria Mora, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a delight having you as a guest. I'm fascinated by what you do, and I thank you for taking the time, and good luck in your future endeavors with your clients, okay?
Thank you so much, Doug, for having me, and many blessings to you, your family, and all the listeners out there. Much love to you.
Thank you, ma'am. That's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time. Until then, have a great day. Bye.